Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Somebody lift your hand as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and sing. Come on, if you know he's awesome, say it. Come on and lift your voice.
Savior of the whole world,
giver of salvation,
by his stripes,
I'm healed. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say it.
Come on,
somebody
Hallelujah, hallelujah. He's awesome. He's wonderful. He's faithful. He's amazing. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Sunday morning. And we say thank you. You are awesome. You are blameless. You are beautiful. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. You are wonderful. And we just stop by this morning and say thank you. Thank you for your strength, Lord God. Thank you for your peace, Lord God. You are awesome. You are wonderful. You are blameless. Even in the midst of our bereavement, you still is awesome. We just come to bless your name this morning, Lord God. You woke us up this morning clothed in our right mind. The mind to know who we are and who we belong to. We belong to the awesome, amazing Father. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. The hand is always holding us up in the midst of storms. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. You're blameless. Oh, we say thank you. We come to bless your name this Sunday morning. We welcome you in our services on today. We welcome you in our homes today. Have your way in our homes today. Rule and reign in the services on today. From the pulpit to the back door, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. To the children's church, oh, we come to bless your name today. Because this is the day the Lord has made, and I choose to still rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And I forget not our benefit. It was a benefit to wake up this morning, be able to get up and look up and walk this morning. We have the activity of our limbs today. Oh, we say thank you. You, the breath we breathe today, I say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name. We come to bless your name. We come to tear down strongholds today. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, we tear down strongholds of depression, oppression, rejection, and the suicide. We tear that suicide spirit down in the name of Jesus. We bind it up. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. And your word said, what we bind on earth is bound in heaven. What we loose on earth is loose in heaven. We loosen peace in the name of Jesus. We loosen the Holy Spirit to rule and reign in our lives today. We loosen the Spirit to order our footsteps and lead and direct us in all truth on today. And we say thank you. We thank you for the blood you shed on Calvary for each and every one of us. And we say thank you. We lift up all our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren to you today. We thank you for being a shield and a buckler around them all today. In the mighty name of Jesus, because you are awesome. You are wonderful. You're blameless. Oh, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. You were the Lamb that was slain for each and every one of us so we can live and have our being in you. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we come pleading the blood of Jesus over the atmosphere. Because we are not fighting against flesh and blood, but principalities in high places. So we plead your blood today. Cover us from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet on today. We thank you that you are still a comforter for the bereaved family, Lord God. I thank you that you are a comforter today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I thank you for walking with us on yesterday. I thank you that your word say you never leave us nor forsake us. And we come to bless your name today. And we just magnify your name, the name above all names, the name above sickness and diseases, the name, hallelujah, to the Lamb of God, that heals, deliver, and set us free. And we say thank you for being blameless today, for being so amazing and awesome today, wonderful, beautiful today. And we say thank you. We plead the blood of Jesus over every means of transportation today, Lord God. We thank you for traveling grace and mercy for all your children today. I thank you for traveling grace and mercy for my family that's going back out of town, God. I ask you to cover them with the blood. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for that right hand that held us up on yesterday. We thank you for that right hand that's going to get us through. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We thank you that you're mending our broken hearts today. We just come to bless your name today that you never leave us nor forsake us. Even in the midst of bereavement, you're right there. And I say thank you. I just come to bless your name today, Father God, because without you, Father God, I am absolutely nothing. But with you, I could do all things through Christ that strengthened us. So I thank you for your strength. I thank you for your peace. I thank you for the visionary of this line. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Pour back into him as he pour out to your people. In the mighty name of Jesus. Cover the Matthew family, Lord God, from the oldest to the youngest. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. You are amazing. You are wonderful. You are beautiful. You are our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. We thank you, Father God, that you bring in heaven to earth with your healing and your delivering power, your wonder-working power. Moving in this hour, may you be continuously glorified. May you be glorified. Your word said, you be lifted up. You will draw all men unto you. So I come to lift you up this morning. I come to thank you for your drawing power, your wonder-working power. Moving in this hour, may you be continuously glorified because you are awesome. You are amazing. You are a deliverer. You are a healer. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You're Jehovah Nisi, and we say thank you. You're Jehovah Shalom, our peace, and we say thank you. Oh, I just come with a humble heart this morning and a stretched out arms and say, have your way today. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. You are awesome. You are wonderful. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we come to you this morning, oh, Father God. Again, thanking you, oh, Father God, all of the love that you have shed upon us, oh, Father God, from your throne of grace and mercy, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for what Yahshua HaMashiach done upon Calvary, oh, Father God, to loose us and to free us, oh, Father God, from future bondages and temptations, oh, Father God, that the enemy may put into our path. But your word being a lamp to our feet, oh, Father God, thank you for giving us the strength to stay steadfast, unmovable, abounding in the grace that you have provided for us to stand strong, oh, Father God, through all of the trials and temptations, oh, Father God, that we go through in life. Oh, Father God, we honor you and glorify you, oh, Father God, and magnify you for all that you have done and all that you're going to do up in our lives, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you again, oh, Father God, for the love that you have shared abroad, oh, Father God, to your servants, oh, Father God, and your people, oh, Father God, and your children, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, thank you, oh, Father God, for cleansing our hearts, oh, Father God, and renewing our mind, oh, Father God, because in your word, oh, Father God, you have instructed us to have the mind of Christ. So in order to have the mind of Christ, oh, Father God, we have to study your word, oh, Father God, and hear your voice, oh, Father God, and your voice only, oh, Father God. Not the voices that we have attended to in the past, oh, Father God, are strangers unto our soul, oh, Father God. They tried to manipulate and move us, oh, Father God, from off the path that you have set forth. up in our lives, oh Father God. But we thank you for your grace and mercy, oh Father God. We thank you, oh Father God, for pricking our hearts, oh Father God. We thank you for downloading information, oh Father God, unto us, oh Father God, that has not even been exposed unto the world, but was exposed to us, oh Father God, your children, oh Father God, so that we may stand strong, oh Father God, and we may be able to understand your word, the original intent that you have written, oh Father God, for us to understand, written upon our hearts, oh Father God, that resonate with your frequency and your sound and your love, oh Father God. Oh Father God, we thank you for cutting and breaking all things, oh Father God, that may have hindered us, oh Father God, and kept us, oh Father God. Oh Father God, even in your word, your word said, do not marvel, oh Father God, that you have said, oh Father God, that we must be born again, oh Father God. The wind blows where it wishes, oh Father God. We do not know and we do not see where it comes from, but we can feel it, oh Father God. The same way that your presence, oh Father God, dwells with us, oh Father God. Oh Father God, we thank you and honor you and magnify you, oh Father God. Oh, we thank you for renewing our minds, oh Father God, and teaching us and showing us, oh Father God, through situations and circumstances, oh Father God, how to let your love, oh Father God, shine forth, oh Father God, through all the things, oh Father God, that we encounter and all of the endeavors that we endure in life, oh Father God. Thank you, oh Father God, for showing us, oh Father God, to let love rule, oh Father God, that let love rule our perception, oh Father God, let love rule our thoughts, oh Father God, let love rule, oh Father God, in every area of our life, not being measured, oh Father God, by the flesh like we have done in the past, oh Father God, but your word, oh Father God, being the dominating factor, oh Father God, that measure all our thoughts, oh Father God, all our perceptions, oh Father God, that we outwardly see and we inwardly take in, oh Father God. Thank you, oh Father God, for measuring those things within us in righteousness, oh Father God. Oh Father God, we magnify you, glorify you, we honor you, oh Father God, because there's no one like you, oh Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for what Yahshua HaMashiach done upon Calvary, oh, Father God. And he said, it is done and it is finished. Father God, thank you, oh, Father God, for each angel that you have assigned to your children, oh, Father God, to bring us to that understanding and all things that we go through and to come to that understanding that it is finished. It is finished and it is done. Thank you, O Father God, for teaching us and showing us, O Father God, how to have the mind of Christ, how to perceive things the way Christ perceives things, O Father God. O Father God, knowing his mind through your mind, O Father God, that dwells within us, O Father God. O Father God, we thank you for renewing us, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for inspecting our armor. Oh, Father God, that you have freely given us, oh, Father God, so that we may walk and have our being, oh, Father God, in your word, and that we shall not be moved, oh, Father God, by the things, oh, Father God, that the world is trying to induce us and seduce us with, oh, Father God, but my mind is stayed upon you, and your word is a lamp to our feet, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we magnify you and glorify you, oh, Father God. Again, oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for your power that you have shared toward us through love, oh, Father God, to become your sons, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, because all honor and glory to you, oh, Father God, and through you, oh, Father God, that have manifested itself within our lives and in our mind, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we magnify you and glorify you again, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for regulating everything in our physical body, oh, Father God, because you intended it, oh, Father God, and all of the things associated with our temples in our bodies, oh, Father God, to work together, oh, Father God, to sustain us, oh, Father God. Father God, we thank you for renewing those things within us, oh, Father God, bringing those things back into order, oh, Father God, the way that you created them to be, oh, Father God, not being manipulated through the things that we perceive outwardly and the things that we ingested inwardly, oh, Father God, all things that touches our palate, oh, Father God, I ask that you, oh, Father God, will supernaturally change them, oh, Father God, to nourish and to cleanse, oh, Father God, and do all that we think within our mind through your word, that it's supposed to do for us, oh, Father God, and the way that you created it to be originally, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for renewing that within our lives, oh, Father God. We thank you again, oh, Father God, for educating us inwardly in righteousness. We thank you again, oh, Father God, for taking the blindness off our eyes, oh, Father God. We thank you again, oh, Father God, for showing us how much you love us so that we may love others the same way that you love us, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, and honor you and glorify you, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we cannot live during this time without you, oh, Father God. We need you, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for all that you have done, oh, Father God, in the lives of your people, oh, Father God. And Father God, I thank you, oh, Father God, for the Holy Spirit, oh, Father God, shining the light, oh, Father God, upon things that individuals may have had up in their life that may have kept them bound suddenly, oh, Father God. I thank you for revealing that unto us, oh, Father God, so that we may be able to lay it before your altar, oh, Father God, so that you, oh, Father God, will give us, oh, Father God, those things that is needed to put those things and each individual things in order, oh, Father God, in our lives, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for cleansing, oh, Father God, the thoughts that we have had toward things that may have been done to us in the past, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for shining the light upon it, oh, Father God, and placing love upon it and in it and through it in the way that we have see it now in this dispensation, season, and time, shining the light upon everything within us, oh, Father God, so that we may present it before your altar so that nothing will not hold us back, oh, Father God, for participating, oh, Father God, in the things that you have rightfully gave us for what Christ done upon Calvary, oh, Father God. Show us those things, oh, Father God, within us, oh, Father God, that may be holding us bound, oh, Father God, and holding us down, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, that you even given us the mind, oh, Father God, to apply your word to it, oh, Father God. I ask you, oh, Father God, that we be strong and our eyes are open to see the subtle deceptiveness of the enemy, oh, Father God, and all our situations, oh, Father God, in relationships, oh, Father God, on our jobs, oh, Father God, and not let us, oh, Father God, move in the flesh, oh, Father God, but let us move in the spirit, oh, Father God, and move in love, oh, Father God, and desire, oh, Father God, that all will be set free and delivered, oh, Father God, from the hands of the enemy, oh, Father God, no matter where they are at in life, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, we honor you, and glorify you, and we magnify you, but there's no one like you, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for blessing your men and women of God who are ministering your word, oh, Father God, throughout the land, oh, Father God. I pray even this morning, oh, Father God, that you will prepare their hearts, oh, Father God, but that the word, oh, Father God, may fall upon good ground, oh, Father God, and nothing, oh, Father God, that the enemy even had in them or that tried to work deceptiveness or outwardly that tried to enter them to cause deceptiveness, oh, Father God. Those things will not be able to enter their surroundings, oh, Father God, or their mind or their body or their thoughts, oh, Father God. But they will receive, oh, Father God, what you originally intended for them to receive by the hearing of your word. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, and we honor you and glorify you in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Shalom.
Oh, Father, we thank you and we give your name the glory. We honor your name, Father God, for surely you are worthy. Surely you are worthy to be glorified, lifted up and exalted. Surely you are worthy, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua. Father God, we thank you even now because you said in your word that your son is the way, the truth, and the light. And you say, no one come unto you except for by him. You told us, oh, Father God, in the name of Yeshua, many are the plans of a man's heart, but only that which is directed toward the kingdom of the living God shall stand. Every other thing is sinking sand, Father. We thank you even now, Lord God, that you are pruning, that you are continuing to wash, purge, purify, and sanctify, because you're coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. Father God, I thank you even now, Lord God, that you're causing your word to move in us and through us. It is literally going through every area of our lives. It is literally looking for those things that are contrary to the kingdom of the living God. And we thank you even now as you are manifesting it, even in the hour that we are in. We thank you even now, Lord God, that your word, Lord God, is established forever. Your word, the same word that you said, I exalt my word above all my name. The same word that you said in the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. Father God, we thank you even now, Lord God, that self same word is being, Lord God, at the point of preparation to return. And he's returning as the lion of the tribe of Judah. Because what was done, Father God, we thank you even now, Lord God. And when he comes with the sword against that which is against the nature and the kingdom of the living God. And we thank you that that self-same word, Lord God, will come treading in the name of Yeshua, the wine press, oh God. And Lord God, you call forth the angels of the living God, those that will be set at the four winds, the four corners, oh Father. And you say, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, that there shall be an angel that say, put in the sickle, put in the sickle, put in the sickle. And grab the grapes. Father God, in the name of Yeshua, that which was assigned against the kingdom of the living God, oh Father, shall taste of that which you will come with in the name of Yeshua. Father God, we pray even now concerning across the lands, oh God, in the name of Yeshua, that there is a great drawing, a drawing unto your kingdom, a drawing to seek your face, a drawing to knowing who you are. Oh, Father God, we thank you right now that you're manifesting it in the name of Yeshua, that you're causing your word, oh God, in the name of Yeshua, to be in the midst of us, that you're causing your word, oh God, to be established in us and through us, that you're causing your word, oh God, in the name of Yeshua, to be manifested in this hour. We thank you right now that it is being manifested to destroy the works of the devil. We thank you right now, Lord God, as you're causing your word to move in the midst of us, oh Father, that you're causing your word to go in the midst of us, that you're causing your word to be in the midst of us, Father, in the name of Yeshua. We thank you right now that you are manifesting it in this hour, Father, that you're causing your word to move and be stirred within us, oh Father, that you're causing that self-same word, oh God, in the name of Yeshua, to move in the midst, that it is being a tsunami against the very works of darkness in the name of Yeshua, that was set against regions, territories, communities in the name of Yeshua, that you're causing that word, oh God, in the name that you have placed down on the inside of, that will stir us into the place that we will go, into the place that you have assigned us to go, and we're going to snatch back that which the kingdom of darkness thought that it was going to hold captive, but it is a lie, because the word of God say that the Lord himself held captivity captive, and he gave gifts unto men. Father God, I thank you right now, Lord God, that you're causing your word to be stirred on the inside of us. It is shutting down and annihilating every idolatry that attempted to come and seduce the minds of the people of the living God, causing them to go into a plateau of darkness. But we shut it down with the word in the name of Yeshua. We shut down every single thing that's been assigned against the people of the living God. We shut down that this spirit of darkness and wickedness that have gone throughout the land to seduce the minds of the men and women of God, that seduce the minds of young men, young boys, and young women, that would have them seek after other gods, that would have them on the trail to seek after that which leads to no end. There is no end to that thing in the name of Yeshua, but we shut it down. because you said in your word, in the name of Yeshua, we don't look to horses and chariots. No, we look to the name of the Lord our God, because it was established in the word of God. We thank you right now that that self-same word is a lamp unto our feet. It is a light unto our path. That same self, the Father who established his Son in the earth, that we are to look to him. He established him that way. He said that he is the victor in our life, and therefore he gives us victory through him. Father God, we thank you right now that it is shutting down the lies of Celtic witchcraft, Lord God, of the spirits of the Obeah, the spirits of the Orish, the satanic wonders that will come up through the groves, through the deceptive works of lies and snares, through the lying wonders of the cobras and the vipers that have been assigned against the people of the living God to betwixt their minds, to draw them into a howling wonder of Isaiah with that screeching owl and the spirit of Lilith. But we shut you down now. We cause your vocal cords to be null and void. We cause your ears and your eardrums to be crushed. You do not have a sound in this hour against the people of the living God. For we decree and declare that the word of the Lord thy God, it is the word that is established in this hour. It is the word that is established, Lord God, forever. In the name of Yeshua. Oh, my Father God, we thank you right now that you, Lord God, causing, Lord God, your mighty, oh God, word to move in the homes of the people of the living God. You causing this to establish your glory. You causing your word, oh God, to move within us, Lord God, that we will not be moved by anything that is said and done. This satanic wonder that's seducing the mind and the women and the men of God into these dark realms. And now, so too, maybe they call Lord God, saying that we one with everything. That we ourselves are the God. We don't need anything else because we are it. Lord God, we bind and rebuke and we refute that lying wonder in the name of Yeshua. For we must bow down to the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. For beside him there is no other. And those that will rise up the lying wonder. Amen. So no, that would open up their mouth like King Nebuchadnezzar did. And before he can get the words out, he went to a mighty crash in the name of Yeshua. And oh, Father God, you didn't do it for always, but you put him down for 7 years. We decree and declare that this satanic wonder that will come against the men and women, that have come against the young girls and the young boys, that will have them go after these wonders in the that will tell them, we ourselves are God. We are it. We don't need no other. It is all in me. I am it. And oh God, we rebuke that lying spirit that is setting up for the day of wonders that the enemy will try to come against the people with, according to Daniel chapter 8, 23, 24, and 25, where your word has said, Lord God, when the, oh God, the time of the transgressors have come to a full, you said a man of fierce countenance shall rise up. Father God, you said in your word, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, oh, Father God, it will come in a manner of intrigue. But, Lord God, we rebuke that lying wonder. You said in your word, Lord God, that it would, Lord God, come against the holy and the mighty with his policy and his craft. But we decree and declare that in this hour that you're raising up your people, Lord God, to hear your word in the book of Revelation, oh, Father God, in the name of Yeshua, when you say here is wisdom, let him that understand count the number, for the number is the number of a man. It is 666. Father God, we thank you right now that you're destroying the yokes, the chains, and the bondages that's been set against your people, that your people will rise up, that it literally will take the sword inwardly, and it will cut out the things that are not of the kingdom of the living God, that is not of the kingdom of God. Father God, we thank you right now that you're causing that, Lord God, which came against, Lord God, your people,
Oh, Father God, that came against Judah, Lord God, because you set it in order. You say your son shall come at back as the line of the tribe of Judah, because Judah was held in bondage for too long. It was supposed to be brought there for a temporary point of time, but it thought that it would do it throughout time. Oh, Father God, we thank you right now that you set it in, Lord God, the way that you have established it, that the line of the tribe of Judah shall return. And oh, Father God, every other tribe shall fall under him. Father God, we thank you right now that you're treading out, Lord God, oh God, the wine, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua. So Lord God, we thank you right now that you're strengthening the men and women of God all across the land, across the seven continents, that you're causing them to be bold in the kingdom of the living God, that you're causing them to be strong and courageous, that you're causing them to take your word and to go into places of darkness where the minds have been betwixt, where the minds have been, Lord God, in a place, Lord God, of bewilderment, where the mind has been in a place where the enemy hurled, Lord God, dark sayings and crafts of darkness from different entities and different places. Oh God, that which came from the fowl of the air, that which came from the marine kingdom, and that which came as part of, oh God, from the land, Lord God, of a creeping thing, and a cattle that was part man, part beast. But we take authority over that ancient wonder that would show itself in this hour from different places, from different continents. But we stand boldly against it. But we know who our God is. We know who he is. And he said, have readiness to stand, Lord God, and not cool, so that I cool, to give validity to who we believe in. Father God, we don't cool, so that we don't have a hatred for our brothers and sisters in the name of Yeshua, because we stand with a boldness with him in the name of Yeshua. And everything that was assigned against the people of the living God to cause strife, confusion, in the name of Yeshua, we shut down that snake. We crush his head. We crush his entrails, and we crush the tail that will carry a tail and be a bearer of a tail. But we crush that lion wonder. We command that it is null and void. You have no authority against the people of the living God. You have no authority against those that have been sent with the word in the name of Yeshua. You have no authority against the ones that have been sent to hit the four corners of the earth, because you said in your word, oh God, that your word shall go forth to the four corners, and only then shall, Lord God, the end be established in the name of Yeshua. Father God, I thank you right now that you're manifesting it in this hour, that you're breaking down, Lord God, strongholds and lies, that came against families. We crush it and we command it annihilated. No, sort of going back, Lord God, to the foundation of the things that were never of you. No, sort of from any family line that was contrary to your kingdom, we send a word in the midst of that foundation. We command it is crushed and annihilated in the name of Yeshua. We do not go after, Lord God, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh and the pride of life. But Yeshua shut that thing down when he was led by the Spirit to go into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. My Father God, in the name of Yeshua, he rose a mighty in every single angle that the enemy came against him with. My Father God, in the name of Yeshua, my Father, we say, the Lord forgive them, for they know not what they do. We send this word to the seven continents in the name of Yeshua, for the stone that was hewn out of the mountains with our hands go bang upon that structure in the name of Yeshua, that the book of Revelation says, five have fallen, one is and one is to come, and the eighth is of the seven, because they understand the empires, and that which will rise up according to Daniel chapter 7, the one that came up among them, in the name of Yeshua, and in the name of Yeshua, that seven names and his 10 horns, in the name of Yeshua, that the lion wonders of that which was presented as the 17 sustainable developmental goals by the United Nations, that 17 is the same of 7 heads and the 10 horns, but we crush and annihilate it. It will come as something that sounds good in poverty. My God, gender equality and hunger. Yeah, that lion one, it caused that. And then it will come back and try to manifest where it be the one who annihilated. And then the 17 one said partnership with the ghost, but we will not partner with you. You ain't your wonder. We rebuke your lion spirit. And we declare that we stand boldly against the kingdom of darkness, for the kingdom of our God has become the kingdom of this world. And we stand with a boldness even in this hour. In Yeshua's name, we say, Almighty God, we wait for your return. Almighty God, we wait for your return. And we give you the glory because you have established a victor in this battle. For sure, we give your name the glory. And we honor your name both now and forever. My Father God, we forever give your name the glory. Hallelujah. To the Lamb of the living God.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Save the day.
Save the day.
Save the day.
Laron Matthews
day.
Ministries presents the Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference.
Lifeline
Prophetic Experience Conference
2022.
11 years.
The 11th year celebration. June 24th through 26th, 2022.
Get ready.
It happens at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries. 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois.
Dr. Laron Matthews Sr., Pastor.
Save the day.
Save the day.
Save the day.
June 24th through 26th.
More details on the way.
Get ready and ready and ready.
Join Prophet Laron Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Laron Matthews on Facebook and Laron Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. The goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived.
Top of the day to you, and I welcome you today to another prophetic experience teaching where the word of the Lord comes alive. I'm yours truly, Prophet Ryan Matthews, and I welcome each and every one of you all for joining us on today for the hour that we're in, the season that we're in, the dispensation that we're in. These are the unprecedented times in the land, and surely we give God praise, glory, and honor for his word. May God have us in. And we're thanking God for you, you, and you for joining us on today. I want to take this time to thank the intercessors and the prayer warriors, ministry gifts, and team, the leaders that have came so diligently and faithful to release the oil of the word of God on today through prayer. Certainly, I want you all to know I don't take you lightly what God does for you, in you, and through you in this season of the earth realm. So we thank God for allowing the Lord to use you as an agent in this season of an hour in the earth realm. So I bless the Lord for you, you, and you on today. If you are following us, you can take this and share with others that they may be blessed at the same time, and let them know there is a word from the Lord for their life as well. Their lives are in weighing in the balance. Many of us, our lives are weighing in the balance in this time. And God needs great men and women of God who are willing to understand what time it is in the land and what is going on around them, in them, and through them. We certainly don't take the plan of God lightly for so many of us, because there's something that there's a wind that is here. It's blowing in the land. And certainly we want to prepare the people for it. You have to be prepared for what's come in the land and what's happening all around us and what the enemy has conspired to do to many of God's people in this season of their life. So as believers, you have to know what you're dealing with now like never before. And many people don't know what they're dealing with in this hour. And the reason why, because they don't understand what we're faced with, because they've heard so many sounds and voices and people talking. So we really have to know what God is there for to us. Thank God for those who have an ear to hear what the Lord is saying to the men and women of God in this dispensation of time. Because there are so many people that are out of position and out of place. And the reason why they're out of position, out of place, because they allow the enemy to trick them through many frequencies. And it's time for us to get ourselves back in that place with the Lord so he can speak to us concerning the events that are going on around us and in our lives, in the lives of our family, the lives of our community, nation. So this is a time where we have to really be in that place with the Lord, in that place in terms of our posture as well, so the people of God can be in place with the Lord. So brace yourself, thank to God, for what's coming. And it's coming very quickly because most people were not ready for what's to come in the land and what has been set in motion in the land against the people of God. And saying that you have to be ready for what has been set in motion and what the enemy has played on the mind and the thoughts of God's people. It's going to be hard to brace yourself in this season because there have been so many people have been speaking and decreeing and declaring things, and they have no insight of actually what's going on, what's happening in the land. Very few people are able to understand the atmospheric shifting and the things that are going on in the world, especially as it relates to right now, the right now meaning of our lives. Because right now there are so many things that are happening that are confusing. And so people are following any form, any fashion, any individual that will best fulfill them or make them feel part of something. It's not time to become part of. It's time to know what is going on in the world and in the land without wavering back and forth, to and forth. You need to know what is going on, especially from our government, the nation, in the world, and the things that are happening in the world. One of the things the Lord don't do, he doesn't leave you lost or ignorant concerning Satan devices and the things that the enemy is doing in the world and in the earth realm. So we have to be aware of what's being told to us what's been given to us and what's been said to us. And many people are not ready for that level of understanding because they have opened themselves up to too many demonic forces and spirits in the earth land. And the body of Christ has to come to the understanding of exactly what's going on in the world and in the land. And so we bless you all. Let's pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We honor you, glorify, we magnify. We magnify your name. Father, we thank you right now for a time that we're in, a season that you have created and established for mankind to be able to know and understand what is going on. And Father, we ask right now in the name of Jesus, you cover the mind, thought, will of your people. Father, open them up to the streams of understanding exactly what's going on in this season. Father, we give you praise, glory, and honor. We thank you for the intercessors and the prayer warriors, those who came, Lord, and stood in the gap, Lord, with us and for us, even now in Jesus' name. Father, we know that the enemy has reared up his head against us to try to stop the saints of God from hearing exactly your plan for their life. Father, we ask right now in the name of Jesus, you continue to use the intercessors, the prayer warriors, and the ministry gift for the mandate that's on their line. Father, we thank you for it right now. We give you praise, glory, and honor, and it is so in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. Amen. All right, those who have been following us, we've been teaching from the book of Daniel. However, we're going to intensify it today because it is this month is a very, very, very powerful month. We just entered into this new month, so therefore you have to brace yourself for what's to come. Many of us have been sleeping during this month. Some people have missed it. In the last several months, people have heard and saw that made their predictions, that told you what we're seeing and what's going on. Some of us have been sold demonic wolf tickets to shake us or to cause us to be shifted by all tossing winds. Many of us have been through the heaviest of the heaviest of the distractions on the last several months, weeks, and years. This is the one that's going to really separate the men from the boys, in other words, in terms of who's able to hear from the Lord and follow him. Those of you who follow me, please share with as many people as you can on today and welcome them to enjoy us or just sit back to receive today. I know that you're in a pivotal season that you're in. Some of you woke up with and woke up with your mind wondering what's going on. There's some things that are shaking all around us. There's some things that have been shaking off of us. And there's some things we will begin to see and understand even more clearly in terms of what is happening in the world and what is going on. Please share with others, those who are following us. Thank you so much. And I thank God for you all today. As we've been sharing from the book of Daniel over the last probably 5 to 6 years now, you're watching clearly what's being exhibited, what's being released, and what's being shown to many people. And those of you who have been conditioned by the world system or the Center for Disease Control or the World Health Organization or the government or what's going on in foreign soil, I just want to say to you all, you have to brace yourself right now in this season because we're in a difficult and challenging time. I want to deal with today the unpredictable sound, the unpredictable time. When I talk about unpredictable, the unprecedented, the unknown to many people, over the last several years, we've been dealing with things as it relates to the unknown, when the unknown become the known, unpredictable. The prophetic presence, the prophetic intelligence, the things that have been not seen or seen, the mental capacity, thought, will of the people are under tremendous attack to the point where people don't even know how to think for themselves. So therefore, they're seeking advice from those who are clearly connected to the Lord. And when you find out that the person that you're receiving from is not connected to the Lord, then it leads you to a deeper and a greater level of depression, oppression, and literally a mind change concerning the Lord. But don't be altered by the altering of what you're seeing and what you're experiencing, because God has not changed his plan concerning his decision towards mankind, America, and his people. In this unpredictable time, you will see and know that those men and women of God who have been connected to God will be able to hear exactly to the detail. You just have to be in position in this time to know that God will for your life and the things that the Lord told you to do. Don't predict, make prediction based upon what you've heard or what somebody told you. You need to know that God has spoken to you exactly to the detail concerning those matters at hand and those things that are going on in the land concerning our relationship with him. Chapter number one of the book of Daniel is, I shared with the people before, that you will know that chapter number one of the book of Daniel was to let the people know that you can't serve from the Babylonian system, from the Babylonian table, and even from the Babylonian project. Because everything you're watching now based upon the Babylonian system, table, food, and project. And so many people have failed for those projects. So therefore, they have been left trapped by the enemy. So chapter number two of the book of Daniel opens us up to understanding Daniel's ability to predict the dreams and vision. He was able to predict dreams and vision because he did not eat from the Babylonian systems or table. So therefore, he allowed the eunuch or asked the eunuch that if you allow me not to eat from this table, I will prove to you in 10 days that what's in me will be far greater than those of my kind. Notice he said those of his kind. And after 10 days, he proved to him that they was more smarter, greater, and more powerful in three areas. And what? Science. They were greater in the ability and science. They were far greater in a vision, far greater in science, knowledge, skill, and the learning and the wisdom and the understanding. They were far greater. And you will know that in this unpredictable time, who will be far greater in these areas of the earth realm and of the world. And you will know the men and women of God who will be able to tap into the prophetic intelligence of God's word and to be able to explain what's unpredictable now. And many people who operate in ministry gifts cannot operate in this level of the unpredictability. Why? Because number one, they have opened themselves up for the traps of the enemy to trap their frequency and a sound barrier. So therefore, they're seeking others to give them answers to what is going on in the land. So chapter two, Daniel opens up with being able to interpret the dream realm of who? The highest level, Nebuchadnezzar. The highest level of the dream realm was open to him. Now, Nebuchadnezzar chose to seek out what? The wizard. He seeks out the Chaldean, the sorcerer. He sought out every individual who he thought can tap into the spiritual world and give him answers to the untroubling time. We are in an untroubling time and an unsettled time that many people cannot tap into these unsettling and troubled times in the land. And so God shut up the spiritual dimension. So leaders, the leader who was in power at that time, Nebuchadnezzar, could not even explain that dream to the wizard, to the Chaldean, to the sorcerer, to those who operate in the spiritual realm of demonic principalities and power until Daniel shows up. When he shows up, immediately God opens up the interpretation of the unpredictable and the earth realm, and he opens it up for them to understand the prophetic intelligence. Many people cannot tap into the prophetic intelligence in the land. They cannot tap into it. No matter how they try to speak it, decree it, and declare, they cannot tap into the prophetic intelligence. They will tell you, and they will say they know, and they will speak from that place, but they will not speak from the prophetic intelligence of God because they're not allowed to tap in or operate at that level of knowledge, that level of understanding, and that level of power that God has given to men and women of God who, number one, who did not allow their body to be tainted with demonic spirit. Number two, who stayed focused on the things of God in the earth realm, and who now are in position, in place. This month is a month that will be literally unpredictable. you'll notice that before we entered into this month, in the northwest side, the north south part of the United States, a tornado ripped through those cities, literally in 1 hour, tore cities, towns up, that's almost to nothing, literally tore them up. We're in a unpredictable sound now in the land. People will not be able to determine who's who, who's with them, who's not with them. They will not be able to predict it. But those men and women of God who have been in a place with the Lord, and when I say you've been in a place with the Lord, that means you have been in a quiet place of solitude. You're not running to all types of arenas. You're not running to all types of platforms and stages. You're in a place of solitude. And I could tell you, when you're at this place of solitude, it gets to the place where you almost want to make choices and decisions that will be damaging to your life, purpose, and destiny. But maintain that place. Don't worry about what everyone else is doing, because the enemy is using trickery to literally trick you into believing that you need to be here. You need to be doing this. You need to be moving. No, stay in that place. Stay in that place and don't waver. Don't waver right now. It's no time to waver in this unpredictable time, because it's easy to hear the word God said, and I hear the Spirit of the Lord. God is talking. It's easy to talk about those things. You are in an unpredictable time. Unpredictable time means to not be foreseen or foretold of what's going on. Unpredictable time. Things in the land that are unpredictable right now. That is why most people are going along with the norm. They're going along with the norms of life because they heard what 2021 did. They heard what 2020 did, 2019, 2018. So therefore, they said, well, nothing happened yet to them. So they're going on with the norm. But we are in an unpredictable time where anything can happen and accelerate immediately. And you will see things begin to accelerate at a rate unpredictable to you, your life, your relationship, your connection, who talks to you and who connects themselves to your life. So chapter number 3 of the book of Daniel opens us up with Daniel, the 3 Hebrew boys being forced to hear the sound of what? The clarinet, the sound of the flute, harp, sextet, psalm street, decimal, and all kinds of music. They were forced at the sound of this music to bow down and worship who? Worship the God that Nebuchadnezzar had raised up for that time, for the people to worship those demonic, worship his deities and the spirit of those deities. And because they did not worship those deities, the heat was turned up 7 times, and they were thrown into the fiery furnace. But there was a presence in the midst of the fire. There was a presence there. And in the presence of the fire, the king had to come to see what was that in the midst of the fire. And I want to deal with this area right here of that Daniel chapter 3. Now, chapter number 1 was Daniel's ability to be able to maintain his mind, thought, will, and his health. He did not eat from the Babylonian system. Chapter number 2, God gave him the authority and the power to be able to interpret the spiritual realm, the spiritual realm, principalities, power, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, chapter number 3 engages his friends, the Hebrew boys, to understand the stature, height, and the depth of the golden image that King Nebuchadnezzar rose to build. And he said, if anyone did not bow at the sound of the what? The, notice this, he's talking about musically inclined. If you didn't bow at the sound of the what? Cornet, You didn't set the flute, the harp, the set, but Psalm Street, Decimal, and all kinds of music, and fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar, the king, has set up. Whosoever falleth not down and worship shall be in the same hour cast into the midst of the fiery furnace. And so the preparation is for those who are in the land to know that you're in preparation in this time that you're in to be shaken, because the enemy is have some that have already bowed, but those who have not bowed to those ancient systems and deities in the earth realm will see the power of opportunity come your way. And you will know the power and the presence of God is upon you and in your life and for your life. And that's included and not limited. All seven continents around the world, there are people who've already compromised themselves. And there are people who have not compromised. And those who stood the test of time, you will see and know the mighty hand of the Lord God upon you. Let me take you over to chapter number 3, taking you to the end. Chapter number 3 of this particular verse, and bring you to the end of what you will see and what you will experience. Chapter number 23 and verse number 25. And he answered and said, lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Notice he said the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you servant of the Most High God. Notice now, he just built a deity God. He just built a statue. He just built a statue and told the people, if you do not bow down and worship me and worship the God that I serve, you will be thrown into the fire. After the fire, here's what he says to them. He answered in verse 25, and he answered and said, lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they had no hurt. And the fourth is like the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the fiery, burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servant of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire, and the prince, governor, captain, counselor, being gathered together, saw these men upon whose body the fire had no power, nor was their hair of their head seen, neither were their coats changed, nor was the smell of the fire had passed on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar said, blessed be the God of who? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who have sent his angels and deliver his servant that trusted in him and changed the king's words. What did he say? And changed the king's words. You have to know right now what I said. You're in an unpredictable path. But men and women of God, I want you to hear this today. For most of us right now, you have to understand this particular verse right here in chapter 3, verse 28. Then Nebuchadnezzar said, blessed be the God of Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, who have sent the angel to deliver his servant that trusted in him and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies that they might serve, they may not serve nor worship any God except their own God. Now, what did happen then? God, we're in a time where men and women of God who are truly men and women of God will be able to change the heart, change the mind, change the thought, change the spirit of political leaders, change the spirit of royalty. You will be change the mind of them in this time. Very few people will be able to tap into the prophetic intelligence in the earth realm to change what's going on concerning the nation in all seven continents. You have to be in a certain place with God. In other words, what did he say? He said those individuals whose body was willing to sacrifice themselves. Here's what he said. Here's what he said again. He said, then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel, God, to deliver his servant that trusted in him and have changed what? The king's words. Changed the king's words and yielded their body, their temple, yielded their temple that they may not serve nor worship any of those deities except their own God. And people have not stood the test of time. They have compromised themselves. They have yielded themselves to those deities. They have yielded their bodies to these spiritual forces in the land. And those who have not compromised their bodies and yield themselves, you will walk in such a powerful influence in the world. You have to know that this is the time for those men and women of God who will have influence in the earth realm. And we are in an unpredictable time, but those who have stood the test of time will have influence in an unpredictable time. You have to know you are going to have influence in an unpredictable time. Everything that's happening right now, you're going to have influence in an unpredictable time. You will know who's going to have the influence and who will not have the influence. You will know who will rise to the occasion and who will not rise to the occasion. You will know who will be, you will know who will go through the traps, and you will know who will already passed the trap test in this season. And so Nebuchadnezzar already understood. He changes his word. What you're watching right now in the world is you see everything in the world that trying to change the world. They're trying to change their mind. All of the traps that have been set, they're not working. All of the plans that have been placed, they're not working. All of the things they set in motion are not working. And they're calling for the men and women of God who's able to change the words and change the systems of the world, because we're in a very powerful position and a very powerful hour. Right this moment, you're in a very powerful position. Let's look at verse number 29. Therefore, here's what the king said. Here's what the king said. He said, therefore, I make a decree that every people, nation, listen to this, every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against what? The God of who? Those who have not compromised their body. Those who have not compromised the word of God. Those who are able to release what's going on in the world that's unpredictable. Those who are able to stand the test of time. See, you were worried about March 28th, two brothers, two individuals at the Oscars slapping another in the face, and we were too focused on that. That was another decoy, just like the criminal mind, the president that they had, Obama, who was a decoy when they brought all the perversion in the world. Now you got another decoy in the land to shift the mind of the people, and that decoy had you focusing on this issue. And they had Hollywood had once again what you call teleporting to be able to lose the frequency so people can do what they did. Now you got over 1 million plus people in the United States that's supposed to replace those in 2020 and those in 2021 and the hotspots, every hotspot in the world. You look at every hotspot that they predicted in 2019 and 2020, you see what? They're bringing everybody from Ukraine, and then they're bringing the other secret people in from those places, and they're filling up the hotspots. Everyone of them being filled up. Go in those cities. Everyone being filled up. And every single mayor, those mayors, those black mayors in those cities. Now listen to this. And if you're a black mayor, you listening to me, you need to get this to a black mayor. All of the black mayors in major cities that fell for this systematic fall of the sound of the clarinet, the horn. You remember they already went to the United Nations and put that statue out there, so they already let you know you're going to fall for the okie-doke. And every black mayor, those cities
city lose the election because they shut their city down, and now it's coming to the election, and they open their cities back up. And you know why they open their cities back up? Because the economy is going to shift, and most of those black mayors in those cities fell for the trickery of the system. And those white mayors did not fall for the trickery of the system. So now those black mayors who could have been in powerful position to help the nation, the world, and the people fell for the trap of the world. And now you're going to see them be removed from political office and seats, because now most of those wealthy people and business people, what the government did, the government gave them all that money so they could shut their business down. And now the business are opening back up. And then you got people who will refuse to, they chose to keep the mask on. What happened, you had mask on anyway. You just didn't have the original mask on. Now you're going to see that you got a double mask on, because everything is coming alive right now. Everything that's unpredictable is happening. And you're going to see the rising up of the Issachar, those who will be able to determine times and seasons in this hour. Now look at this. Follow me here. Verse 29. Therefore, I make a decree that every nation, language, which speaks any amiss against God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, will be cut in pieces, and their houses be made of dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. There is no other presence and power of this kind in the land. I know this is not a popular thing. You know it's not popular? Because when truth come out, people run from it. You know, the only reason people run from what I'm saying right now is because they don't want to believe it. But I guarantee you by November of 2023, you're going to sit back and come back, and you might come back and say, you know what, Prophet Matthew, you were so right. We didn't want to accept it. I know you don't want to accept it, because most people don't want to accept what I'm saying right now, because it bothers them to hear the truth that's going on. See, I'm telling the truth on the lie. See, folks are still letting the lie tell the truth, but I'm telling the truth on the lie of what's going on in the land. Now, you will see and know that all of those hot spots, 2023 and 2024, they're going to tell you all of those hot spots are safe places. Yeah, because you let 1 million-plus people come into the earth, to the United States, from those areas. Yeah. When you're dealing with population control and you're taking out a certain number of people, you're going to have to put something in place to establish a certain number of people. When you run it around in a nation destroying all of the food industries and having planes crash into a food distribution center and accidental fires happening in these big old plants all over, while we worry about a slap, they're sitting there preparing you for starvation. And what did he say? That while we are sitting down being deceived again, what they're doing is they're putting up food, putting up water, taking their money out of the bank account. They already told you what the stock market is getting ready to do. You know, Eli, whatever the man is, whoever the gentleman is, Eli, whatever his name is, he already let you know what he spent billions of dollars on buying Twitter. Everybody focused on Twitter. Now, isn't it interesting? He's telling you about Twitter. I'm tweaking you all. Yeah, I just missed it. Yeah, well, there you go. He said, you know what they call it, Twitter? He wouldn't say, I'm tweaking you all. That's what Twitter means. Twitter means tweaking. I'm just going to give you a little something. See, I'm just trying to help y'all out so all the billionaires around the world already know what's going on. So while y'all trying to figure out billions of dollars and all the money he got from the government anyway, because all of the corporations and vehicles he had in his company, they gave him billions of dollars. You can do that research. So he's tweaking y'all. While Twitter is making signatures, they tweaking you all. Touch him and say you're tweaking. You know how we talk about friends? What do we say in our prayer? Man, you tweaking? Okay, that's what they're telling you. We're tweaking you all. So we can prove to you that no matter who's in your leadership or who's in position, they cannot tell us, they cannot predict the unpredictable. They will not be able to predict the unpredictable in the land. So right in your face, you're watching right in your face the economic climate, the world banking system, the food system of the world being changed right before our face. And guess what they say to black men and black people? We're going to slap you in the face again. That's what the slap was. Turn to the cheek. Turn the other cheek. And we fell for it. And then all of the black leadership, majority of them, and then the ones who already bowed down to that secret society and got in those rooms and slept with other people so they can get those powers. We don't count them in here. But those who understand that it was tweaked, you know what's getting ready to hit your household and hit the earth realm immediately for such a time as this. Now, let's go to verse number 30. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. What do you mean, Prophet Matthew? God is promoting us. He's promoting men and women of God right in the office of the Babylonian system. That's why many of us, we have power and authority in a Babylonian system. So in the midst of the virus, we're going viral, and many people are upset with us because we're going viral in the midst of the virus because what? We did not bow down to the ancient deities and the systems of the world that's going on right now because we can predict season, time, hour. We can tell the people exactly what's going on. In 2019, I told the people of God. In 2020, I told the people of God and the world. Now, matter of fact, let me put it like this. In 2019, I told the people. In 2020, I told the people. In 2021, I told the people. In 2022, I'm still telling the people. And they were not only people of God, but I was telling the world what was happening right now. So what you're preparing for is the unpredictable ability in the land. So what you're getting ready to see is things are going to be suddenly. You know why? Because it have superseded its expectation in the land. It's gonna happen. It's way past acceleration because what you're gonna see, you're gonna see a manifestation. But those who understand, the Bible said, they that know their God will do what? Great exploits in the land. And you know why? Many people can't do great exploits. They will not be able to maneuver like we maneuver. They will not be able to do what we're doing in the land. So you have to be very careful. He who have your ear in this season, he who control your hearing controls your future. You have to be very careful of who you allow to have your hearing right now in this window. And in this month, especially in this month, because you see a lot of people are dealing with battle fatigue, wore down, frilly fire, challenging. You don't even know the mental capacity of half of the people you're hanging around right now. Because you could be sitting down with a person right now. 5 minutes later, they're unpredictable. Because what? The chemical imbalance is in their body. You be thinking 1 minute, they said one thing to you, and 5 minutes later, less than 2 minutes, they changed on you just like this. Unpredictable. So you're watching the unpredictability of human lives right now in the land and what's going on. But those who have not bowed or compromised themselves, you will be promoted in this earth realm, but you will be promoted in the Babylonian system. Say one more time. You will be promoted in the Babylonian system. Ancient demonic deities, because what? These false deities know that they don't have power and they cannot go any further. So they're seeking out men and women of God who have stood their test. Oh, good God Almighty. Let me say it again. Who have stood their test because they know that their test that they have done. If you was able to stand the test of the false deities, they know you are a fearful. And let me share this with you. This is critical for everybody to understand this. If the assassin, the master assassin, one who trained the assassin to go out and destroy and kill you. If they cannot kill you, the master assassin fears you. Let me say that one more time, and so everybody can hear. The master assassin, the one who trained people to go out and assassinate others, the man who trained the assassin, if those assassins that they train cannot kill you, the master fears you. The enemy fear many of us because they cannot kill us or take us out. We outmaster the master assassin. Oh, good God Almighty. You know why? Because everything now is turning in our favor. Everything now is being ruled. Look at the court system right now. Look at the court system. Everything is ruling in our favor. The government, judges, everything is ruling in our favor right now. Everything you see is happening in the favor of God's people. No, matter of fact, it's happening in the favor of the people. Because, see, you don't know who's really men and women of God right now. Some of us do, but some of us don't. Because we're so caught up in garment and title that we don't understand the anointing anymore. Most people don't. Most people can't determine who's anointed now. You know why? Because they're so used to the form and the fashion of things. They've been trained to understand illusion. There you go. People have been trained to understand the spirit of illusion. But we outmastered the master assassin. We have outmastered their plan and their strategy in the land. We have came to a critical crossroad of this month. Now, you will see the rise and you will see the fall. Chapter number 4, you will see in the book of Daniel, chapter number 4, the rise and you will see the fall. You're going to see it. Keep your eyes woke. Keep your eyes spot on it. You're going to see a rise and a fall of leaders in the nation, and it's going to shake up many people in the world. And look at what people have said about the president right now of the USA. Look what they said about the president of the United States of America. And most of the people who are speaking about the president of the United States are the people who voted for him. You voted for him. You were the one who voted for him. It's scary, right? I know, because you were sold an illusional ticket, and you bought into the illusional ticket. And now the illusional ticket that you bought into is now catching up with you. So King Nebuchadnezzar said, the God of Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, whoever did not serve your God, They will be destroyed. Their family will be destroyed. Their houses will be made of dunghill because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. There's no other God that can do what he's doing right now for many of us that have survived. And right now in the world, right this moment, they're meeting already, trying to count the number of the census of who still survived in the land. You're still being counted right now, going into 2022, and they're trying to distract us with children now because they're trying to figure you out. So you have to understand what's at stake now. Some people... If you look at some people right now, you would not believe the mind of the mental health capacity in the earth realm now. The mental capacity of the people in an unprecedented time in the land. It is so shocking. They haven't even gave the statistics of what's going on unprecedented in the land. And January 6th was another decoy in the land. They already told. I already told the people in 2020 it was happening. What you saw happen, that ain't nothing new. I predicted it to the world, and the world already saw when it happened. They was amazed. Not that God used me as a vessel. He used me as a warning sign to warn the people to be aware of what's going on. And you want to go in my Facebook page, go down to December 18, 19, and 20 of 2020, and you'll see it's up there. I already told the world what was getting ready to happen. After January 5th of 2020, those are my words, and it happened on January 6th, 2021. So you have to know everything that's in place. So brace yourself in this unpredictable month. Brace yourself for the weather precipitation to change all around you. Things are going to change very quickly and very swiftly concerning the nation and city. So there's nothing new about this unpredictable precipitation earth realm and events that are happening for you. Unpredictable. But there will be major men and women who will be promoted in this season. And you will not be promoted by your own. You will be promoted by the Babylonian system. And those of you who in the last 36 months have stood the test of time, your enemy was used to train you. God is used to promote you. Your enemy cannot promote you. They can train you. God is going to promote you. He used your enemy to train you. That's why you all went through the hell you went through and the problems you went through and the issues on your job and the challenges for these last 36 months. They were used to train you. God is using you to promote you. God used your enemy to train you, but God promoted you. So don't worry about those who sold their soul for promotion. It's already spoken. I use your enemy to train you. And those who stood the test of time in the midst of their enemy, God will promote you. Your enemy had nothing to do with your promotion. Your enemy was used to distract you, stop you, lie on you, deceive you, pull you down, do everything in its power to break your will. They were used to train you. You were on a training ground. Your mind was supposed to be full of illusion and delusion and hallucination. Now your enemy is seeking out medical attention, and your enemies are seeking you out. Your enemy needs you right now. They were used to do what? Train you. God was prepared to promote you. So don't be shocked that many of you who are on jobs and working for people decided to not take promotion and said, because this person is my friend, they've been here longer. Watch those people who, when you passed up opportunities because you thought they were your friend, watch them not be in position no more. Watch people resign. Watch people be sick. Watch people stepping down, and God has used them to do what? To train you. And he's promoting us. That's why you're dealing with all of the stuff. Some of you right now, I can guarantee you, most of you, you can't even sleep at night because at night you're upside down in your sleep pattern. You falling asleep in the daytime, and you up at night. You up at night, falling asleep in the daytime. Now you watch the pattern going to shift. God's going to shift the pattern on the enemy because he knows what he's doing in this hour of the land. So you sitting up, looking up on the ceiling, counting sheep, and you trying to figure out you can't even sleep in the night realm because God has shifted the climatic earth realm, and he moved you in a prophetic clock. Because most intercessors and prayer warriors, they can't even determine the prophetic clock. People that are telling you your watch is 3 to 11, and you 11 to 3. the whole presence of the timing have changed, and they got you in a prophetic clock that you're not even in that prophetic pattern. You're not even connected to the pattern. They can't even tell you where you are at prophetically in the earth realm. That's why you're walking right now, promotion hitting houses and homes. Things are happening all around you. Why is it that most of us right now who we have friends are leaving us and you crying for friends? No, God, cut them away. You can't take Achan. You can't take cursed spirits to the presence of where you're going. Because some people's bodies have been mentally shifted. Well, I'm teaching today. I'm trying to get you. I'm trying to get you to understand what these next 30 days is about in the land, leading you up to June. Matter of fact, to the Lifeline Conference 2022. Because what did I say? The theme of the Lifeline Conference 2022: going viral in the midst of a virus. People can't go viral in the midst of a virus. Because they're too afraid to make a move in this season. But you have to understand what it's all about. That's why all roads lead to 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois. Three powerful nights. You will see unprecedented shifting in the land, over the land. The teleporting system is getting ready to happen. You ain't seen nothing yet. You're talking about what you see now? Watch what's getting ready to happen with actors in Hollywood. You're going to see it. Many of you are going to see. You're going to see unprecedented things happen to actors in Hollywood. I'm telling you right now. I predicted it before when I told you what happened in Congress. Watch what you're getting ready to see in Hollywood with actors. You're getting ready to see unprecedented things happen to actors and musicians. It's going to shake the world. Of what's getting ready to happen, unprecedented. And don't be moved, because you're getting it right here. Mark this date. Mark May 1st, 2022. Prophet Matthew said, get ready for unpredictable things that's getting ready to hit Hollywood actors, the mainstream actors. You're going to see them. They're going to be here 1 hour, and then they're going to be gone like that. Overnight, people are going to be like, whoa, what happened to that actor? What happened? You're getting ready to watch it happen. Telling you, let the record reflect. See, you got to be able to understand the prophetic intelligence, and it's going to go down the road. It's going to go down boom, boom, boom. Hollywood, government, political people, all in one, two, three, back to back. Unpredictable things getting ready to happen. Your favorite actor, your favorite singer, Your favorite political leader is going boom, boom, boom. Your favorite royal family. Oh, yeah. Let me stop right now. I'm going to say one more thing, but I'm going to keep that one down because the Holy Ghost told me don't reveal that one yet. So brace yourself, people of God, for the promotion in the earth realm. You're going to be promoted by the Babylonian system of the earth realm. You're not being promoted by your own. When they talk about the wealth of the wicked, the unjust, watch and see it. It's going to happen in the land. And nothing will be able to stop it. And what's going on? Hallelujah. Glory to God. The unpredictable sound in the earth realm now is in effect. The unpredictable sound. So you're watching it and you're viewing it straight now in the land. You're watching it and you won't miss it. Hallelujah. All right, let me pause. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now for the people of God, those who are following us, Lord, and those that are listening in. Lord, continue to let your presence and your glory be with them. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen. All right, people of God, I want to give you opportunity to be a blessing today and to prepare yourself for our Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference. Many of you, we're looking to see you with us for this conference in 2022. It's June 4th through the 26th. I want to see you in the building. Covenant partners, virtual members, sons and daughters, we want to see you for these three powerful nights and workshops for the Lifeline Conference 2022. It's going to be an exciting time, 11 years that God have kept us because there's life on the line. You will be blessed. And those who have been following us, go to my Facebook page. Please take that commercial and be so kind to share it. Would you all share that? Go on the page and share it with many people. Please go on my Facebook page, take it, share it on your page, share it on your friend page, hashtag somebody and share it to their place. Let them know the Lifeline Conference 2022 will be here, and we're looking forward to a powerful time. The theme of the conference is going viral in the midst of the virus in the land. You will be blessed immensely. All right, those of you who will say Prophet Matthew, I'm going to sow a $50 seed today. This is the first Sunday in this month. You know that it's already been released prophetically. I want you to know, those who said I will step out and sow a $100 seed, it's the first of the month. I want you to step out and be able to sow that seed today, man of God, woman of God. And I want you to be able to understand what we released in this month. You're sowing into this month. You're sowing into this unpredictable sound in the earth realm today. You're sowing into this time. You're sowing. I'm sowing this $100 seed. I'm sowing this Jubilee seed. I'm sowing. If God tell you to sow more, please do that. This is the month. As you're counting up the month, as you're counting in this month, you will see and understand and know what's happening in the land and what's happening around us concerning those things in the land and in the earth realm. So we want you to understand, people of God, this is the unpredictable sound in the earth realm right now that is going on. And I'm telling you, you will see it. So don't be shaken and moved when you see things happen in what? Hollywood. Things happen in our government, in the political systems of the world. It's already in effect concerning those things that are going on now. Amen. So I want to give you opportunity to do that. Sow into that seed and be a blessing. Sow that seed. We're heading to a city around the United States where you at. We'll be in your city. Join us. We'll be heading to Baltimore, Maryland. We'll be heading to Yonkers, New York, Marion, South Carolina. We're heading to San Antonio, Texas. We'll be heading to other parts of the United States, and we're looking to see you in those cities and towns where we're sharing the word of God. People of God, listen to me. We are in the unpredictable sound this month, and you will see the sound of many who once dominated those areas will no longer be dominating any longer. So I want you to understand we're in a very unpredictable time or sound in the land, and you have to know who's controlling your frequency in the middle of the dominant sound in the land. Amen. All right, so be a blessing today. First Sunday in May of 2022. It's already been spoken and decreed, so I want to give you opportunity to be a blessing. You can do it via cash at MoneySide, RFPIM, or you can do it via Zelle at We Restore You, the letter U at yahoo.com, or you can go to our website at werestoreyou.org. I want many of you to step out today and be a blessing in this unpredictable time. You're sowing in this unpredictable time for you, your family, your ministry, your purpose, your vision at this time. People of God, any of the things I've shared with you over the last 7 to 8 years, they have targeted, mapped it out, and a plan that has been set in motion in the land. If you're looking around the United States and you're looking at those major cities where there are black mayors in those major cities, you're watching their city be turned upside down. You're watching different things that are happening in those communities and nations. So brace yourself, political leaders. You're in a very powerful season, but the census and the prediction will change. That's why in the Old Testament, always had prophets with kings, with leaders in position. They always consulted prophets. Daniel served under four major prophets, and they were all Babylonian or Neo-Persian kingdom. He served under those administrations, and he always brought the word of God through prayer and through the presence of God to those countries, nations, and people. And he did not miss it. He was on target. We're watching things in the land. You're watching judgeship shift. And I don't know why the Lord just put this in my spirit. And I don't know who this is going to happen. I don't know what's getting ready to transpire in the Supreme Court. I don't know what's getting ready to happen to one of the Supreme Court justices in the land. But the Lord just dropped that in my spirit. You're going to see something transpire concerning the Supreme Court justice of the nine justices of the United States Supreme Court. There's something getting ready to happen. The Lord just dropped that in my spirit. Say to God, we're in a time. We're in a warning sign time of what's going on in the land. So brace yourself, people of God, of what you're about to see and what you're about to experience, especially in the Jubilee time for the royal family, 70 years Queen Elizabeth been in position and power. All right, people of God, I want you to be a blessing. You can go do that today. You go to that site, sow that seed today. We're in a unpredictable style. But those men and women of God who have been in position, you're being promoted in the unpredictable sound in this season. All right? Bless you on today. Now, if you're in the Chicagoland area, you don't want to miss our 11 a.m. worship experience and our service. There's going to be a powerful time. Many of you will be following us at that time, but you want to be in the building. Over the last 8 or 9 months, God has blessed us with a word for the people of God. And if you watch some of the words that we've been sharing on our Sunday morning and our Tuesday night, you have been watching a prophetic pattern teaching of what's been happening in the land. And you have been blessed to know that God's hand is on us as we're sharing the word of God to many people's lives. This is a time where many of us, where there's droughts in churches, droughts on stages, arenas, and platforms. People have been getting a fresh word from the Lord, and many of you have lives have been changed. The frequency have been brought out because of the word of God that we have shared with your life and bless your life. Don't miss it in this season, man of God and people of God. God is blessing you, and I'm telling you, mark the word of this. There's something getting ready to hit Hollywood. There's something getting ready to hit the government. There's something getting ready to hit the political realm. And especially, the Lord just revealed it, something is getting ready to come in the Supreme Court and the justices. I don't know what it is, but brace yourself, people of God. We're in an unpredictable sound, and you need to be connected to a prophet in your life, because we have a lot of people that are mentally incoherent in this season, and you don't want them to attach themselves to your frequency and where you are at right now. Stay connected to where and what we're doing so you will know what's going on in the land. And some things I don't even talk about anymore because oftentimes people will not understand. So we thank God for you on today, and we celebrate your next move in this time, in the season of your life. All right, bless you on today. Go ahead, man of God. Go ahead, woman of God. Sow that seed today in this time, and know that God's will is upon your life on this day. Share this with me. Share this with others. There are others who will listen. There are other people that follow us at this time. To take points from what we're doing and blessing others. You will be blessed. They will be blessed. And we're looking forward to your connecting. My administrator is putting on there our calendar of where we're at throughout the United States. And please, those of you who are following us, go to my page and please share that commercial with others. I would love to see you here with us in our Lifeline Conference 2022. That's June 24th, 25th, and 26th. Powerful service and workshop. I would love to see you in the building and in the place. We're going to have a phenomenal time, and there will be a word from these great men and women of God who are blessing God's will for the life. And we're joining. Don't join us in those cities. Go to my page. You'll know what city I'm in, what state I'm in, what nation I am in, and you will be blessed by the word of God. All right? Be blessed on today. We thank you right now. Yeah, the registration fee is $100 to join us for this powerful conference, and I know you will be blessed by it, men and women of God, from around the world. We're looking to see you at that Lifeline Conference 2022, where there's life definitely on the line. If you're following us, join us at 5 a.m. at Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, and first and third Friday, first and third Saturday, 5 a.m. in the Central, 6 a.m. in the Eastern Time on our conference line. That number is 218-548-3684. Put in the access code 435160 pound and listen in. Wednesday, 12 noon, join us every first and third Monday night, 7 o'clock p.m. We're looking to see you there. All right, we're preparing to head to our local church, and you will be blessed by the word of God on today. Continue to follow us and be connected. Have a phenomenal day, and remember, we're in an unpredictable sound in the land, but being promoted by the Babylonian system. Everybody will not be promoted in this dispensation because they're not connected to the place, to the death for which God had mandated for their life. We'll talk to you soon, and shalom in your court is my prayer for you on today. All right, those who are following us, the blog talk, bless you on today. Administrator Brian, you can give those commercials right now. Bless you on today, woman of God. Hallelujah.
Save the day. Ron Matthews Ministries presents the Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference. Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference 2022.
11 years.
The 11th year celebration. June 24th through 26th, 2022.
Get ready.
It happens at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois.
Dr. Ron Matthews Sr., Pastor.
Save the day. June 24th through 26th. More details. On the way. Get ready and ready and ready.
Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon. Coming soon.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter. The brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. It's available now. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreYou.org.
That's WeRestore, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com, or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreYou.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.
till the dry bones respond, I gotta run over. So cancer responds, I gotta run over. So my family responds, I gotta run over. I wanna run over. I wanna run over. Fill me up till I overflow. Come on. I wanna run over. I wanna run over. Fill me up till I overflow. I wanna run. Oh, I wanna run over.
The atmosphere is changing. Nothing stays the same. Heaven is waiting. Mention of the name, the spirit is moving, burning like a flame, healing the broken by the one we proclaim. Raise it up, fill the sky, chains will fall, mountains. Miracles unfolding at the mention of the name.